Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 15th of March 2026. Today's topic is Sight with Insight. Our text is taken from Numbers chapter 14, verse 6 to 10. Verse 6. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land, which we pass through to search it, is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land, and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. For they are bread for us, their defence is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, fear them not. Verse 10. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Key verse. Numbers chapter 14, verse 7. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land, which we passed through to search it, is an exceeding good land. The eye is the organ of sight, and it is through it we see and behold all the beautiful things around us. God in his wisdom planted our sight on our forehead and not below the shoulder or under our feet. This is to enable us to see fast, far and further. Seeing further goes beyond just what you can physically appreciate at the moment. For instance, you can see a cup of grain and quickly identify it as millet, rice, or even maize, then you could see it as food for immediate consumption or as a source of wealth when you decide to plant it. Insight therefore goes beyond our physical sight. It entails seeing through our inner eyes and allowing God through His Spirit to make things clearer to us. We could see from our text that Joshua and Caleb had sight and also insight that enabled them to see milk and honey in the land. Whereas their friends who had just the physical sight saw just the unconquerable giants that were in the land. As friends of Jesus, our physical eyes are not enough, especially when we are to take important decisions in life. We must seek for insight through the help of the Holy Spirit. To have insight, you must first become a friend of Jesus by repenting of your sins and asking Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Then you must spend quality time in the place of prayer and study God's Word daily while maintaining holiness and righteousness everywhere and with everyone. Prayer for today. Heavenly Father, please open my eyes of understanding and help me to walk faithfully with you. Amen. Further reading, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 25. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.